This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Lee, this could really be a game changer.
Okay.
There are two things going on right now that are really cool, potentially. Number one is this redistricting fight in Texas.
Yeah.
And these are the kind of things we didn't really used to do much, where we should really have another five congressional seats out of Texas, five or six, like you just reported. Mm-hmm. So Democrats resisting that. I love the idea of drawing Jasmine Crockett's house like right out of her district, right? That'll end that right there. We don't have to listen to her yap anymore. So, you know, and they'll probably get that. On the other hand, there's this Supreme Court case that I've got my fingers crossed. The Supreme Court's considered banning racially based congressional district maps because it violates civil rights laws of the USA. This is the direction the Supreme Court's been going for a long time. You've seen them do it in colleges saying, no, I'm sorry. You know, we did have an era where, yes, black people were discriminated against horribly. And we put some stuff in, you know, to remediate that into place. Race-based hiring, race-based preferences at colleges. But now, you know, that those days are over. Segregation is done. We've had a black president. He didn't have any problems winning. So now what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of this. We're going to get rid of these racial preferences. For them to do that, the race-based congressional district maps, Democrats would lose upwards of 25 House seats. And so if you look at like the, you know, we won in, you know, very handily in this last election, but we can't govern the way the people want us to because so many of these congressional seats are in Democrat hands when they should not be. And now it's almost become like a way to force Americans to elect Democrats when they don't want to, or they're afraid of them legitimately, as they should be. And if you look at this situation, it does not match up with the polling, okay? People don't like Republicans. They're at negative 11 favorability right now in that Wall Street Journal poll last week. But people are terrified of Democrats. They're at negative 30. And yet we are forced to elect them because of the way it's fixed. And then when you look at the additional five seats they stole through census fraud, and they admitted, they put the numbers out, you know, blue states got to keep congressional seats. They knew it was fraud and they said nothing until the primaries were held. And then they were like, oh yeah, these 200 people committed fraud. 200 people? Yeah, it was 240. We fired them. All 240 people committed fraud. Not just like one. Nah, it was about 240 who were census takers. In just the right states, huh?
Funny
so that
the
Democrats got to keep the seats. Wow. There should have been prosecutions for that. It's fraud. But it was Joe Biden. He was in charge. He's like, what's a little crime? I've already committed so much. So we have to keep this awful, awful districting. So, I mean, if we can do another census, if we can manage to do another census without, as you said last week, counting the illegals, We want to count them. Yes, we want to know how many there are, but not counting them for the purpose of apportionment, in other words, of congressional seats. I mean, you could talk about game changer. I mean, if we could just get one or two congressional sessions where we can really start to make changes that'll help this country, things we need to put in law that'll help us, you know, drilling, extracting energy, you know, financial policies that actually make sense as a country, it'd be huge. So we, like, if everything goes right and we run the gauntlet here, Lee, this could be 25 to 30 seats for us.
Yeah.
That we should have, that to reflect the way the electorate has voted.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, most Americans are busy earning a living. They don't understand why it's so hard for Trump to get anything done or why he has to cut all these compromise deals. And it's because he doesn't have anyone in the, you know, he doesn't have enough seats in the House. It's really frustrating.
Yeah, if there were a greater majority, Republican majority in the House and Senate, that would put a lot more pressure on those leaders that are fighting Trump and his agenda.
Yeah. And so it's all fakely rigged right now. Meanwhile, I know you saw Nancy Mace just announced she's running for governor.
Yeah, just made an official announcement. Apparently, she released a video on YouTube, Mace for Governor, last night. And then this morning, in just about the past 15 to 30 minutes, had an announcement at the Citadel at a private gathering, made it official that she is officially entering the race for governor.
And I couldn't be happier. You know why?
Earlier this morning, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah,
you tell.
I'm just bored.
Yes.
I mean, they're very nice people. You know, they really are. Alan Wilson, but it's just boring. She is going to make it interesting. It's going to be fun to cover with her in it. For better or for worse, Lee. And this is one of those, it's going to be really interesting. I don't really have a candidate yet that, like, I'm like, oh, that's who I'm voting for. I don't actually really know. But she is totally a firebomber, and you're going to see her. She will not hesitate to go after the people in the race. She's going to get everybody fired up and, screaming and yelling at everybody. And that's exactly the kind of governor's race I like to cover.
Well, never a dull moment.
No. I think you need a little swirl like that to really find out where these candidates stand anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So it's going to be interesting. Here's the other thing that's going to be really interesting with Nancy Mace. I can't wait to ask her this tomorrow. She's kind of like Susan Collins, the senator, who, if you ever listen to the show, Susan Collins is a Republican senator, but she can vote kind of liberal sometimes. She's with us most of the time, but she'll vote kind of liberal sometimes. I never get mad at her. And the reason I don't is because she's from Maine. And we should not hold that seat. It absolutely should be in Democrat hands. She's miraculously managed to win it, and she has to moderate. Nancy Mace is the same way. I used to live in her district out on the coast. And when I lived there, a Democrat controlled that district. He had been elected. So it's a very purple district. She had to run as a moderate. She had to, or she wasn't going to win. There's no way the Democrat would have it. And she has been, I call it pro-choice-ish. Not really pro-choice, but not pro-choice either. And she has had a couple of other things. She's very huge fiscal conservative. She's really got the chops there. But socially, she's been kind of liberal on some things. And you've seen her sort of swing with the, you know, transgender bathroom rights issue and really go hardcore on that. I can't wait to ask her, now that you don't have to run in a purple district, who are you? I'm going to ask her that tomorrow. Who are you? Are you a conservative? She was when she ran against Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
And then she kind of moderated to win that seat. And again, any Republican that you see run there, they're if she wins a governorship, she's not in that seat anymore or something, they're going to have to moderate too, or they won't win it. It won't stay in Republican hands. So I don't blame her for that, but I do want to know, is that the real Nancy Mace, or was the conservative who ran against Lindsey Graham the real Nancy Mace? And we'll see. And of course, you know, Alan Wilson and Ralph Norman and Pam Evett, are they going to go straight at her on abortion issues?
Yeah.
Because she's very vulnerable there. It's going to cause her. In fact, I don't know what she's going to do with that issue in a primary. It's going to be very interesting to see. She's going to have to swing probably to the right, but I don't know. And is she going to run on the right or the left in the primary? She's looked like she's tilting to the right in recent months to me.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you're going to win in the upstate,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to get the upstate votes,
yep,
then that's where you've got to head. And all these candidates know that.
Yeah. I've never been able to get her on the show before. I've been trying for a couple of years. To get her on the show, and they finally contacted me about 2 months ago. So I was like, oh, cool. Been trying to get you guys forever. I keep calling the office, but, you know, glad you're here. And, you know, to her credit, she came on. She didn't put any restrictions on what I could ask her. And, you know, so good for her. And we'll see. Pam Evett's going to be on Wednesday, too.
Good.
So we're going to.
Very good.
If you have any, you know, question, you, Lee, or you out there have any questions you want me to ask her, text them to me. Love to hear from you. And you can send it to 800-905-0989. Same for Nancy Mace. And again, she has not put any restrictions on what I can ask her, which is great. Because if you do that, then I don't interview you. I don't agree to that. So they didn't. I had a conversation with the Yvette campaign yesterday. Went really well. So super excited about this race. Can't wait. So who do you think? I mean, and here's the interesting thing, Lee. Right now, and you covered this last week, Nancy Mace is ahead in the only poll that we've seen.
Yeah, just barely. I mean, it's basically a two-person race at this point, and this is way early.
Yeah.
But Mace and Wilson are the two leaders. Of course, they've got you know, the biggest name recognition pretty much, and but a majority, 52% undecided. Now, this is the South Carolina Policy Council poll of South Carolina voters. I'm not sure if they said likely voters, but the poll said voters, so— the polls that say likely voters and likely primary voters, that's the ones to watch because that's where the decision's made.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see. She's obviously going to be ahead because she's on Fox News all the time. People know who she is. That's probably why. After she gets banged up and beaten up a little bit in some of these commercials, is that going to flip or is she going to pull away?
Boy,
it's going to be interesting to
see. Those ads will probably start this afternoon.
Yes. So. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Folks, this is exciting. I've been waiting years for this. And finally, it's happened. The Department of Justice began this weekend an enormous voter roll cleanup. They're going to sue their way to clean voter rolls. It had gotten so bad going into I was really worried about this, the 2024 election. You look at Arizona State, we needed to win. Remember when they told us, there's no illegal immigrants on the Arizona roll? There, what? Well, except the 53,000. Wait, what? The 53,000? It was a huge win. We'd been told we were crazy. 53,000. Some of them were illegal immigrants who were illegally registered, and some of them were foreign nationals who were just like here on a visa. They're not here illegally, but it is illegal for them to vote in federal elections. They were. They were registered anyway. Had the potential to vote. Some of them did, which, by the way, is a felony. Never prosecuted. So we sued before the 2024 election, and the Supreme Court said, well, it's only September. We don't have time to get them all off the rolls, so we're going to have to let them vote. But they ordered the state of Arizona to stop registering illegal immigrants to vote in federal elections, which is blatantly illegal. You cannot do it. But they were. Well, Stephen Miller's group, he had a legal group that he had started. Stephen Miller's group came along and sued him again because they were supposed to remove them from the rolls and they were refusing. Actually got a judge's order. No, you have to take the illegals off the federal voting rolls. We're not going to break the law. So we got a judge ruling now. And this is what the DOJ is doing, is going around making sure they're complying with legal rulings, but also with the law that says you've got to remove these people from the rolls. You cannot keep 36,000 illegal immigrants on the rolls like in Georgia. By the way, that's how many voted in the 2020 election, which is why I will always maintain Donald Trump. We will never know who won Georgia in 2020. It is unknowable because so many people who either were ghost voters, illegal immigrants, not legally able to vote, or didn't even live in the state voted in that election. So this is fantastic. And they need to move as quickly as possible ahead of the midterms. So far, they've announced they're going after Utah, California, Wisconsin, and New Hampshire, but they say there will be other states added to that list that they say are not removing people from the rolls. And here's the problem. Let me tell you what the big problem is. This is what they did in Arizona. That's a state that abuts the border, right? This is all over the country. But you'll see this in a lot of states. I think it's the same problem that Ken Paxton's dealing with in Texas, too. The illegals will be ushered right across the border by Joe Biden. They were dumped, basically into holding facilities. They'd spent a week or two there. Well, while they were there, they were registering them to vote automatically. And then they just move them on. I mean, you know, wherever they go after that, well, those registrations were still sitting there on the rolls. And that's how they were doing it. And I've thought for a long time, Democrats were voting for them. They knew who the illegals were. They could, look at the list. And I'm not even sure these illegals were voting. I think, again, the Democrat Party was voting for them. I'll never prove it, but that's my theory. So you got to get the illegals off, got to get the fake voters off. Then the other thing they do is, I had to check in the last election. I used to live in Charlotte. Had I been removed from the rolls, I was. But a lot of times when you move, you live in Charlotte, and then guess what? Now you live here, and somebody can vote for you where you used to live. They need to get those voters off the rolls. And it's not hard to do. All you got to do is compare it to the mail forwarding with U.S. mail. It's very simple to do. They don't want to do it because they want people to vote for. They want to be able to request an absentee ballot in your name and cheat like they did in 2020 with the help of Chinese, which we now know the FBI covered up. They had sent 19,000 fake licenses. We caught them going through Chicago O'Hare. Border Patrol caught them. Border and Customs. And they'd taken the information from TikTok, stole it, and used it to create licenses that were indistinguishable from the real thing so they could be used for absentee ballot fraud to get Joe Biden elected. We caught one tranche was 19,000. And folks, that's enough in some of these states. I mean, you look at the 2020 victory, close race. I mean, Joe Biden won Georgia by 11,000 votes. I'll never forget it. Well, we're told he did. So this is huge. I mean, this, like, I couldn't be more excited about that. We've got the Supreme Court now going to end racial gerrymandering. It looks like, let's hope they do it. That'll give us, you know, somewhere between 15 and 25 more seats. We're going to pick up five more that are ours in Texas. We're going to have to fight like heck in the courts. But we may actually be able to restore our ability to rule, which has been totally taken from us, fakely. We should have a 25 to 30 seat majority in the House right now. We should be able to easily get stuff through. We shouldn't have to pass a big, beautiful bill that bankrupts the country because everybody gets to load their pork onto it to trade their vote because we have such a small majority. We shouldn't have to do that stuff. And folks, the fact that these seats were essentially stolen from us is causing the bankruptcy of the country. Because when your majority is so tiny, you have to buy people off, and that means they got to print the money. It's a mess. So this is going to solve a lot of our problems if we can get it going forward. So fingers crossed. But this is, look, the fact that we're even trying is a miracle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Something remarkable is happening in the UK. When I was a kid, stuff like this only happened in Poland, where they were fighting the USSR and Soviet communist control. But now it's in the UK. People are taking to the streets in anti-immigration protests. And it just gives me chills to see these people fight for their freedom, because every single one of them faces time in prison for protesting against immigration, and most specifically illegal immigration in their country. We take it for granted. We get annoyed at something. We go dash off a comment online. The UK, you get the boot through your door. Last week, they unveiled a national cyber crimes unit staffed with detectives from all over the country in the UK to implement the Online Safety Act. Online safety means online safety for liberal socialists who are running the country. If you criticize them, even if it's accurate, you can get to boot through the door. 12,000 arrests so far since they started doing this about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. 12,000 arrests. Let that sink in. But it's about to get much worse. That's why they just did the cyber crimes unit, because the Online Safety Act just went fully into effect. And it is a horror show. Listen to this. The UK can now label you a terrorist if you talk about mass migration at all. Here are some of the defined terrorist ideologies that will get you investigated in the UK. One of them is cultural nationalism. Western culture is under threat from mass migration and lack of integration by certain ethnic or cultural groups. If you say that, because this is a voter drive over there too, if you say that, they will boot through the door. And I tweeted this because it just moved me this weekend to see this guy, this poor guy. He wanted to demonstrate. He's in the UK. He's in the airport, and he can't speak because he'll get through the boot through the door. So all he does is silently film, and he rotates around the airport, and you could see probably 75% of the people there are identifiably Muslim. He can't speak. He says nothing. He can only film because the censorship police squad that the UK introduced last week will raid his home. He could do a turn in prison. And part of the reason they're marching in the UK was because two Muslim migrants who raped a 14-year-old girl recently got 30 months in prison for the rape. A woman who criticized migration got 31 months. She didn't rape anybody. Folks, this is how bad it is. It gives me chills to see these people in the street because the government's coming for them. And a lot of them have covered their faces to try to keep that from happening. But folks, as a kid, I watched the Iron Curtain. I saw what it was like. We grew up in the shadow of the Soviet Union. We felt so bad for those people. And then you wondered, how did you ever let your country get so out of control? You are watching the Iron Curtain descend on the UK right now. You're watching it. And folks, that Iron Curtain was going to descend on us. Somebody emailed me over the weekend and asked me, it wasn't an email, it was a comment. That's where I read it. It was on my Twitter. And they said, hey, you know, if an American goes over there, you can be arrested. You post something here, they catch you over there, absolutely, they can arrest you and try you. They get you on their soil. This is our ally? Really? How much longer are we going to pretend we have anything in common with this country? How long are we going to pretend we're all out there, fighting for Western civilization and culture, and we're just long-term, allies? Because we're not. And I know what a lot of people hope, and I know what J.D. Vance hopes, as he was talking about last week. Maybe we'll get a reasonable prime minister in the future, and the totalitarian crackdown will end. But for right now, boots are going through the door every day. You could watch that poor guy on my ex feet. He can't speak about it. And here's the irony. He's probably still going to get boot through the door just for filming. And all he does is silently stand there and he just films to show how heavy the migration is and how it's not diverse at all. It's all Muslim. There's no diversity in that at all. Folks, that comes here. That comes here. And I'm telling you, they had already set up the system to extradite us for trial from the US to the UK. Remember last year before the election, the top prosecutor there was saying, no, I will try Americans. I will extradite them. And the terror, I was terrified. I mean, Mike Johnson didn't say a word about it. No condemnation, nothing. Biden, Kamala Harris, they were cool with it too. Didn't say a thing. Why? Because they were going to extradite us for trial for what we say on social media. It was going to be a way to get rid of the whole right-wing punditry class. We just sent them over there for trial. It was coming. If Trump hadn't won, oh my God, I can't even imagine the way we'd live right now. I can't even imagine it. Elon Musk, by the way, is under criminal investigation in France right now, personally, and X is under criminal investigation for allowing Russian disinformation and hate speech, which is anything that makes the left look bad. He'd be extradited in 5 seconds so fast your head would spin. Free speech would end here in that, at that point. He'd be sitting in the jail cell. Somebody else would take Twitter. By the way, the TikTok ban bill allows them to take Twitter, which is now X, if it engages in Russian disinformation or disinformation for a foreign country. Unless it's China trying to get the Democrats elected, then it's fine. The size of the bullet we dodge, what you're watching right now in the UK, that was coming here. It was coming here. We dodged that bullet. But folks, I want to remind you this. Every time they win now, every time, we're going to have to hold our breath. And by win, I mean the presidency. We're going to have to hold our breath and see if our Bill of Rights protections, free speech, freedom of religion, Fourth Amendment protections hold, or if they're just washed away. Again, like they were under Biden, but much worse when we were censored. We won't know till it's over if we have to shoot our way out of it to get our basic human rights back, our free speech back. We won't know because they will take it every time. It's just the norm now. And the system that you're seeing them build in the UK right now, and I feel so bad for those people, the system you're seeing them build in the UK, it is waiting for export like that. So something worth paying attention to. And just, you know, I say a little prayer for the people in the streets. Because their door is going to get kicked in if the government can identify them. You can't even take to the street and protest migration anymore. Every person in any country deserves the right to debate migration levels. It's the heart of free speech. It's not allowed in the UK anymore. UK is a totalitarian regime. You are watching the end of the West. And that's not just me saying that. It's J.D. Vance. He warned about it last week. He said, this has got to stop in Europe. I mean, this has got to stop. Texter writes, I'm voting for Ralph Norman. Oh, the text line just jumped in. I don't know where the rest of it went. Oh, love him so much. I'm from Gaffney. I'll vote for him every chance I get. Cool. Texter writes, and I haven't picked who I'm voting for yet. I don't know. I've got a lot of questions. Texter writes, these oppressive governments are going to keep pushing until they have a revolution on their hands. This is a crazy time. Yes, it is in the West. Texter writes here, you said it so well, we are in denial of the global change in nations' relationships. Nor the EU or UK are our allies anymore. They have not only become our enemy, but mankind. Talk about crimes against humanity. Who is worse, Russia or Europe? Why is Europe in the world against Russia, Ukraine? We started that one. Another texter writes, simply Orwellian. Another texter writes, if they try that here, cops will pay the price for enforcement. See, they can't do it here. Not everywhere, anyway. But you don't think they will send cops in blue cities when they're in charge to pick you up and export you for trial to the UK. That system is waiting for us with the next Democrat regime. We can't let them win again, folks. We can't. So how many jobs is it we created again? 258,000? Or no, we're sorry. It was 35. Okay. They claimed 2 months, 258,000 jobs created under Donald Trump. Now they're like, oh, my bad. No, it's 35. Now the Democrat media is like, oh, jobs apocalypse. Folks, this is the same Democrat media that was totally fine with it when the Biden administration lied about creating 818,000 jobs. It's the same woman, by the way, that Trump just fired over the weekend. And folks, remember, their economic numbers were horrific. The only bright spot they had was the job creation they claimed. And then that was fake. Totally fake. In fact, it was so bad, once you erase the 818,000 fake jobs, another 500,000 on top of it, you know, after they revised the jobs. Folks, we had entire quarters where we didn't create any jobs. And that's, you know, the American people inherently knew that. That's why they voted against Her Highness. They couldn't take it anymore. And the Democrat media didn't think anything of this. Right? No big deal. Hey, whole quarters without creating, we don't need jobs. Whatever. We'll just put everyone on the dole. We'll just print the money for that. It'll come off the money tree. Now they're screaming jobs apocalypse? Really? And folks, here's the thing. Is it even true? Seriously, I was talking about it over the weekend. What is true? So, did we create 258,000 jobs or no? Or is the 35,000 job number true? Or is it something in between? Or maybe we created 500,000 jobs. Folks, and I got to hit Trump on this too a little bit. How on earth did you leave this woman in place? The woman who faked the 818,000 jobs to the Democrats. Did you think she was going to do what? Honest reporting on job creation for you? She was a Biden economic advisor. She's a political appointee. So anyway, over the weekend, Trump fired her. But here's the problem. The guy replacing her is just a higher ranking Biden economic advisor. It's not going to change. And again, he's temporary. Obviously, Trump's going to fill the position. But unfortunately, that's going to take a while because John Thune and the Republican leadership are blocking his nominations in the Senate. Oh, you heard it was Chuck Schumer? Nah, it's not Chuck Schumer. It's John Thune. John Thune is so evil. Folks, you know what? This is where I'm so glad that we have X, and I thank God for X every day. I really do. I'm just so grateful for X. Fox News is lying and lying and lying and lying and lying. All morning long, they've been lying about this. They started lying and lied all weekend, too, telling you that the Democrats are the ones blocking Trump's nominees. They're not. And one of the hottest things shared on X this weekend was actually John Thune, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, and he's gaveling the Senate out of session while announcing that every 4 days it will be gaveled back into session so Trump can't appoint anybody. He can't do pocket nominations. In other words, get these Biden people out of the government that are undermining us, like with the jobs numbers, and put our people in. There's 150 of them waiting, including judges. But he can't pocket appoint them, but he can pocket appoint a lot of the people going to the federal government. So John Thune, if you want to see it, it's on my X feed. Here's John Thune screwing Donald Trump, me, you, and every other Republican in this country over, and Fox News will not show this. It's all over X. Donald Trump could appoint those people right now for 150 days, and then you know what? It's not going to matter. Fine, we'll wait a month while they go on vacation. They'll come back in office in the Senate and approve them. But they want to keep the upper hand. They want to make sure, John Thune wants to make sure the Democrats have the upper hand and can extract concessions from Donald Trump, including they started at $2 billion. What they want is the USAID money back. Democrats want it for their NGOs so they can fund the midterms with it, and Republicans want it so that they can continue with the funding the CIA does all over the world that's for just really horrible stuff. Anyway, here's John Thune stabbing us in the back. The video they will not show you on Fox News or any of the mainstream media channels where he's announcing, hey, we're going to gavel it back in session every 4 days so Donald Trump can't appoint anyone. He doesn't say that. He doesn't have to.
Without objection.
And I ask unanimous consent that when the Senate completes its business today, it adjourn to then convene for pro forma session only with no business being conducted on the following dates and times, Tuesday, August 5th at 1, Friday, August 8th at 1:05, Tuesday, August 12th at 8 a.m., Friday, August 15th at 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, August 19th at 10 a.m., Friday, August 22nd at 9 a.m., Tuesday, August 26th at 12 p.m. noon, and Friday, August 29th at 7 a.m. further.
Yeah, meanwhile, Fox News going on and on about the Democrats are blocking us. Anybody stop to think, how are the Democrats blocking these nominees of Trump's if the Republicans are in charge of the Senate? Question they don't answer. I hate when they're dishonest like this. It just grates me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.